It's the House of Pride Show with your host, Rika Turner.
And welcome to the House of Pride Show. I'm your host, Tweeka Turner, and since Mike was just going out with a Motown classic, why don't I add some jam to the pot with this classic? Listening to the House of Pride Show with your host, Tweeka Turner. That is Love Child by the Supremes, complimenting the LP Lounge. That was the show just before House of Pride Radio. Welcome, folks. We have amazing guests again this week, today, coming on the show. Coming up shortly is Violin Vicky. She is coming to San Francisco, so I want to get things warmed up with some of her music. And then later down the road, joining us from sun-drenched Palm Springs, the one and only legendary Mother Chucka. And last but not least, Pepper Mache will be joining us. She has some new music out. We're going to listen to it. There might be some surprises in between, folks, so that's exciting, too. Well, let's just warm things up before Violin Vicky joins us. Got to get the set ready here. Listen to some of her music, and this is the first one I'm going to play, entitled Get to Me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Great. Hold on one sec. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to House of Pride Show, and that was Under the Gun by Violin Bicky. And to our sheer delight, she is on the line with us. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, you're coming in loud and clear. Hey, how's it going? It's been a while.
Good. Good. Been pretty busy. How are you doing?
Doing good over here. Thank you. Yeah, we're at a new location, Radio Valencia, Mission 22nd Street. Hey, super excited. You're coming to San Francisco. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. It's been probably about 10 years since I've played a show up there, crazy enough. Wow. I'm going to be playing there at the Knockout on December 9th, Tuesday. Along with Sleeping Desirous, who also hasn't played in a long time, probably like 5 years, and God Gifu, who is in a band that is a friend of mine, Eric, that has worked on my album a lot, and they're really great. And then DJ Star Noir, who's a well-known goth DJ in San Francisco, is going to be there too. So,
yeah, is it a one-night event? One night only.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
One night only, folks. How big is that venue? I've never been there.
I think it's like over 150 capacity.
Oh, that's nice.
He didn't tell me exactly, so yeah.
That's a nice size. Where can folks go to get tickets? Do you have any idea? Are they out yet?
Yeah, they can go to my website at violentvicky.com and just get the ticket that's in San Francisco. That's probably the easiest.
Yes, I guess folks could probably show up at the door, maybe, if they're, or I don't know how that works, but.
Yeah, it's Violent Vicky, and Vicky is spelled VICKIE.com.
Yes, folks, get that right. Violent Vicky. you weren't always Violent Vicky. Can you tell us about the origins of the name and concept?
Oh, yeah. Originally, I called myself DJC, because I used to go by JC, but then I just changed it to Violent Vicky because I wanted it to kind of sound more like a feminist punk type of name. I was really originally influenced by a lot of Riot Girl feminist punk music, and then also electro clash music like Miss Kitten and Lady Tron and adult bands like that. But then I kind of got more into the dark wave stuff, and so a lot of my more recent stuff is a little more dark wave and synth pop.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, the music I played before record was Get to Me, which has just an amazing vibe, and Under the Gun. Are these newer works?
Yeah, Under the Gun is from my album Division from 2020, and Get to Me is a remix of a song from my album Division, released in 2020. And Get to Me was remixed by this French artist named Fragrance, and he allows me to use the song and perform it at my shows. So
awesome. Is he going to release it as an EP for DJs? Or do you have any plans for that?
You mean like on vinyl?
Or digital or both?
Oh, yeah. It is totally released already.
Oh, very cool.
It was released in 22. So
it's out there. It's out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to debut here on the show one more. The Perfect Girl, is that a newer song or from the same
album?
Yeah,
The Perfect Girl was released, I can't even remember. I think it was last year. But I do have a new one that's coming out this Friday called Open the Door. The Perfect Girl is a cover of The Cure, and it's a cover of Moreau covering The Cure, if you know who Moreau is.
But we're going to listen to it, though. Open the Door. I'm super excited about that. Now, how would you describe Open the Door?
That one is like a dark wave synth pop type song.
Exciting. How many beats per minute is that one?
I think it's around 130 or something like that.
Oh, nice. Yes, that's nice and fast. Techno vibes. Open the Door, is that going to be like some remixes involved, or what are your plans?
Potentially, yeah. It's already pretty dancey, so we'll see. Maybe somebody will want to remix it.
I would remix it. I'm always looking for to put songs on the charts that I'm involved with, like House of Pride has the top 60, and then there's Kings of Spin with Eddie Gordon. There's all these like dance charts out there floating around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It gets like artists out there in the scene, and it's so cool. I love charting. I'm definitely a chart queen. So, all the remixes I do are my own House of Pride music. I try to get them on charts just for the fun of it, I guess. So you don't live in San Francisco anymore, but I feel like there was a time you did.
Yeah, I did. I lived in the Bay Area for like 6 years, San Francisco and Berkeley mainly. And I moved down to Long Beach and a while ago and lived there for a while. And then I actually live in Florida now.
Oh, nice and warm. What city are you in?
Yeah, West Palm Beach.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful. Do you find it's a good place for an artist to be creative?
Yeah, it's been good for me. It's really nice weather. I like it.
Definitely.
I also like the fruit here. The tropical fruit is amazing. Mangoes.
Oh, you like mangoes? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you had a mame?
Yes. Those are amazing.
Those are good, right? I think in Miami I had a mame shake or something. Delicious.
Yeah.
But So that is so cool. So you tour. Is this stop part of your national tour right now?
No, it's just I kind of do more one-offs. And so I'm just playing San Francisco and Las Vegas this time around.
And then back to Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so two off, kind of.
Yeah, this one's a two-off.
Yeah. And what's going on down the road? Do you have gigs in Florida that people should know about? Or
I don't have anything booked right now, but I'm sure I'll be booking some soon. And I'm actually booking a show in L.A. right now for probably around March.
That's exciting. Well, yeah. you we want you to come back as often as you like now that we've gotten reacquainted, because we used to have you on House of Pride when it was over at Mutiny Radio back in the day when you lived here. And I'm just loving your sound. It sounds like mature, and the production level is really tight. It's like on a new level.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm feeling the vibe, Vicky. all right, well, we'll go out with The Perfect Girl. Is there anything else we should know about you and your upcoming performance here?
I think that's pretty much it.
No after party meet and greet?
Oh, no. I got to go to bed.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go out with The Perfect Girl, and then we should have you back when the new song Open the Door drops and is out there. That would be fun. We could play that here.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. You take care. Well, here it is, folks, and The Perfect Girl. Thank you, Vicky. Have a great day, and good luck with your gig here. Rooting for
you. You have a great day, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
waitress in a cocktail bar. That much is true. But even then I knew I'd find a much better place, either with or without you. The 5 years we've had have been such good times. I still love you. But now I think it's time I live my life on my own. I guess it's just what I must do.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it.
Listening to the 80s Lunch Hour here at House of Pride Music with your host, DJ Tweakity.
I'm losing weight. Yeah. I've been watching you. Yeah. I know you want to get up.
Everybody, get up and do your thing. Everybody.
listening to House of Pride Radio with DJ Tweeka Turner. Our 80s lunch hour here at House of Pride Radio.
she really meant. And I got to thinking while she was talking that I know she told the story of those special places that she goes. I mean, she rides with the others in the subway singing,
"Don't turn around,
uh-oh,
the commissar's in town,
uh-oh. But if he talks to you and you don't know why, you say your life is gonna make you die." Alles klar.
Yeah.
to me I say, to me I say, like we decide if you are rich or you're poor.
sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me.
Hello, Africa, America. Hold on one sec. Gonna lower the music.
Okay.
Well, the song says, just call you anytime. So that was sweet.
I know. I was trying to pick up in my on my iPad and it wouldn't like let me pick up. I'm like, pick up. Well, then I'm like, okay, let me do it on my phone.
We made it. We connected. What an honor to have the reigning Empress of San Francisco with us here on House Pride Radio at a new location at Radio Valencia. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. How's everyone doing?
How have you been doing? I bet you guys have been busy during the holiday seasons.
I mean, it's the 2nd of December, but it feels like it's already Christmas.
Yes, it's, every day is Christmas.
Every day is Christmas. You know, in San Francisco, every day is Christmas, and every day is Pride.
That's right. Well, now, how far are we into your reign?
We are coming up on the last 12 weeks of our reign.
12 weeks of your reign, folks.
I can't believe it. It's 12 weeks away. Our reign ends on the night of February 21st, and our coronation is called Diaspora, the Power of Cultural Excellence. Yay!
Nice. That's really highbrow. That's a very intellectual.
Oh, yes.
Got
it's
a
very
vibe on that for a second. And just to reiterate, the reigning emperor is...
Ashley Blow.
Yes, what a nice last name.
It sounds naughty, but he really is nice.
I can contest. He is a very nice gentleman out there in the world.
Yes.
And you guys make a great pair, making things for the better, making folks in need connect to resources. Tell us a little about your journey this year.
So it's been a really great year. We have had a phenomenal year. The reign has been great. You know, basically, the Imperial Court and the Imperial Council have been around for 60 years. You know, we were founded by the lovely Mama Jose Saria. And this is the 60th anniversary year, so we are the Diamond Court of diversity, excellence, and joy. And we've been out in the community raising money. And basically, I don't know if many people know, but the Imperial Court raises money to give it away. That's our job. We raise money to give it away, and we've been raising money for the transgender district, the Lyric, God, I'm so bad. I'm
so
like,
many.
Trying to do this fast.
That's okay. You don't get on every list.
I know it's five. I've got five. I don't have to do too much. Blue Waters Foundation, which is a really great foundation that takes incarcerated youth out onto the waters and teaches them life skills in boating and just general life skills. So once they come out of incarceration, they will be able to live.
Yeah, you throw people out in the water without a life vest. Sink or swim, bitch.
Right. You better swim, honey. The Castro Country Club, because we really think that our sober community deserves all the benefits that they can get, because, you know, resources are very, very important. And lastly, Castro Community on Patrol, because, you know, we want to keep our spaces safe and wonderful. And then we've also done a lot of work in other spaces, such as the LGBTQ Asylum Project. We really, really, really love them a lot, because our immigrant communities, as we well know, are under attack. And then we've done a lot of work in the POC Black spaces. We've done work with Rafiki Wellness Center. We've done work with, I did say the Transgender District, but we've also done work through the Filipino Arts Council. We've done work with the Chinese American Council. So there's been a lot of diversity work being done. Our princess is Mixed Kiki Crunch. Our prince is Nathan D'Aguiar, and they've both been phenomenal ambassadors. Plus, we've done a huge reach back into the leather community, and we've worked very diligently with the leather and LGBT cultural district. So it's been a phenomenal year.
Awesome. Can you tell us what is your next event coming up? Folks want to check you out.
So our next event coming up is going to be on the 13th of the month, and it's going to be at 3:30 to 5 o'clock. It's going to be the Empress's Tea. Everybody come and wear your big hat and learn more about Jose Saria and our history and our legacy of the court. We'll be celebrating Mama Jose's birthday. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to leave wonderful Twin Peaks and walk over to the cafe for Mystique, a wonderful night of song. Mm-hmm. And that'll be our big, huge night of song, and that's going to be hosted by Mr. Bill, one of our former emperors. And so that's one of our biggest things. Oh, but wait a minute. Tomorrow, what is everybody doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah.
Tomorrow, Hump Day. Our prince, Nathan D'Aguiar, is putting on a song show called Serenade. And I believe that's good.